This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. And just for our final story of the day and the week, today is World Food Day. And this year's theme is Grow, Nourish, Sustain Together. It's actually celebrated annually to mark the formation of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN.
Yeah, so this year's theme is quite fitting in light of COVID-19. The UN is calling for global solidarity to make food systems more resilient to crises like the pandemic and climate change.
Yeah, and you know, you say quite fitting, right? And that is because this year we've seen supply chains being disrupted right at the moment as countries close or restrict their borders. And we also see the repercussions of that. Experts have been asking governments, for instance, to increase food security so that they are not relying so much on imports. And this is something that I came across in Time magazine. And I think there have been so many op-eds and pieces of research done about this very thing.
Right. And here in Malaysia, we've seen firsthand people's concerns about whether we have enough to last the MCO, right? For me, the panic buying in supermarket comes to mind when it was first announced and each time it was extended.
Yeah, I mean, even this time around, even though it's, you know, 2 weeks, you still saw people maybe not panic buying, but definitely rushing out and stocking up. Perhaps not to the same degree, but still. And I also read on Malaysia Kini that academics are urging the government to not just address issues of supply, but to also ensure that vulnerable communities actually have access. I think that because we're talking today about vulnerable communities, we really wanted to look at something local, right, that's doing exactly that. Because up next, we're going to be talking about a food bank that actually is going to help or is serving people who've lost their jobs.
That's right. And to do that, we're now joined by Puspavali Mahalingam, a local councillor and coordinator of Food Bank Parliament Klang. Puspa, good to have you with us. Talk to us about the food bank and what initially led to its formation.
Actually, the formation of Food Bank, being a local councillor, and I have my team members, which is Mr. Barry and Mr. Nalan with YB Charles. We always have this session where we meet the public every Thursday in YB's office. So we have many people who come and tell us about their problem, especially where this involves about food and, you know, they don't have money to buy and all these issues. This has been an ongoing thing with us. So through this, we brainstormed the session. We came up with the idea of forming a food bank so we can continuously support these families. So we came up with a guideline. So during this time, we formed this food bank early in January. People who lost their job during MCO and also now with CMCO, people who have pay cut, and also those people who survive with daily wages. So with that criteria, we have tried to help those people who fall under this criteria. When we had a meeting with YB Charles and my teammates, how to go about helping people during that time, because it's strictly no movement, right? We put up a canopy in my house, and then we stored all the groceries in my house with the help of more than 20 volunteers. We had our distribution every day happening, packing and all that. So people started sending donation to my house, and even some people came to our houses and collected. We went to the selected areas to distribute groceries. So I think during MCO, YB Charles Food Bank have reached out to 25,000 households.
And have these efforts changed since the CMCO was reimposed in Klang last week?
We actually have this, created a Google Sheet, you see, and then we make sure that people who call us, and then we have a hotline and all that, so they call us and tell us what is their problem and all, so on. So we explain to them how we go about it. So if they were to tell us that they lost job during MCO, and then we tell them, you know, what was the pay cut, what is their family background, and so on. So from there, we tell them how we are going to help them. So normally when we come to this category, we try to help them for the first 3 months. So every month we provide them with groceries. We actually have decided on a day where we distribute food, which is a Sunday. So everybody will be able to come and collect, especially this is to accommodate the daily wages people. So we open our food bank on Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. Sometimes it can go up to 4 p.m. So they come and collect their groceries from our distribution center. How do we reach them? We do have our community-based leaders, you see. They will actually tell us, you know, these are the people who really need your help. They are suffering without food, you know. They have this, they lost their job, you know, with a lot of kids and all. So that's how we get our leads as well.
Yeah, and I think that outreach is important, right? Now, could you walk us through what goes into each food bundle?
Okay, so for the food bundle, we also have identified 5 main items to go into the food bundle. So everyone who receives our food, our groceries, these five items is the main one, okay? The first one is rice, 5 kg packet. The second one is the flour, 1 packet of flour, mee hoon, biscuits, and lastly, canned food. So we are focusing on sardine. Apart from that, we also receive donations of other grocery items. So as and when we receive the other items, we put it in together inside this pre-pack.
Right. And some food banks also rely on surplus food as an additional way to reduce food wastage. Is this part of your approach as well?
Actually, we are not doing anything to do with surplus. We are only going on dry items, so groceries. So this is what we wanted to do, so we are following that. Because we were thinking if we were to provide groceries, that can last them for a week or more than a week, you see. So this is like for a family. We will know like for a family of four, this thing will last them for a week.
And what's been the feedback from recipients of these bundles?
Oh, actually, to be honest with you, they are really very happy with what we are doing because at some people, like they have been working for a very long time, like 20 years in a company, earning about 3,000, 4,000. At one point of time, they lost job during MCO and they couldn't know how to survive at the first initial thing, you know. So when we started helping them and all, they could actually take it. And then they were very appreciative comments we received. And we also have some people who couldn't go back to countries like Singapore, you know, neighboring country. They were working there. They came back and during MCO, they couldn't go back. You know, totally, it's like they totally lost their job, you see. So we have many people who come and tell us that, you know, this is really helping us. And every month without fail, they will come back on the date we ask them to come back and they take the groceries.
And you said that you've been doing this since January. I would imagine that, you know, there would be some issues that might have stayed the same, might have changed. Maybe you can tell us what are some of the issues that have persisted since you began doing this?
The biggest hurdle is that our supplies cannot reach the high demands, you see. We have limited resources. However, there are a lot of families waiting for our help, especially during the time of crisis where people found it difficult to get back into labor force. You know, that's when, you know, their food bank support as a lifeline and all. Sometimes we do have single mothers, OKU, like orang kurang upaya, you know, this kind of people who do ask us for help as well. But when we tell them that this is, at the moment, we are only concentrating for this category. So that's when people get a bit offended that we are not helping everyone and all. But we are trying to rectify that because I think it's also due to our fund as well. And we also want to target this certain group. So, yeah, that's the only problem we face on and off. But I wouldn't say that we never help single mothers or any OKU and all. We do help them as well, on and off, yeah.
And zooming in on the local level, do most constituencies have their own food bank? And if not, should they?
There are few, but not at all. Yes, I think they need food bank is still essential for communities' urgent needs. I'm not too sure whether they have a food bank which operates like us, but most of the time during crisis, I do notice many NGOs, private or government-related bodies come together and help the needy. So my personal opinion would be great if each places they can have their own food bank and, you know, they provide food for the need to the surrounding people. And they can also customize how they want to operate their food bank.
So what can be done at the state or federal level? I mean, should they establish a food bank to cater more broadly to those who do need help?
Actually, nope. We would not recommend the state-run to food bank, you see. We rather suggest a familiar food assistance, but through giving out food stamps or food vouchers, you know. First, we want to ensure the beneficiaries have the freedom to choose food on their tables. And then secondly, we could prevent wastage as people only buy the food when they need. Third, it's very cost-effective for the state as they could save money for food storage, manpower, and prevent leakages. Food bank is still essential for communities' urgent needs, but it would be more effective for the state to provide food stamp in the efforts of combating hunger. A better way to get food to people in need, actually. This is not a privately run food bank. We perceive this as a public and public partnership where the rakyat help each other. So the local communities help the poor and challenged at the local level.
And Puspa, as a final question, what can the public do to help and pitch in?
To our food bank Parliament Klang, there are three ways. First, the public could donate us more resources, no matter as in cash or benefit in kind. Our hotline is 012-480-3800. Always feel free to approach us. You can be a donor, or even if you want to ask us for help, you can always call us. Second, the public can volunteer themselves to help us to distribute out food, you see. We need more volunteers to come and help us. I do understand it's MCO and CMCO, but of course we follow a very strict SOPs and all when it comes to distribution and all. So we are looking for more volunteers to join us as well. Third, please go to our page, YB Charles Santiago, and spread the information out so that people who are in need can come to us.
Puspa, thank you so much for joining us. That was Puspavali Mahalingam, who is a local councillor and coordinator of Food Bank Parliament Klang, which is serving people who have lost their jobs. Again, if you'd like to donate or volunteer, that number to get in touch is 012-480-3800. Again, because these things can be tricky when they just said, it's 012-480-3800. Thank you very much for listening. And yeah, this is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.